Mary Eve Marchand joining me on the program from Bison Belong. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Big announcement from the federal government on Friday. Parks Canada bringing bison back to Banff National Park. This is a goal you've been working towards with your organization for how many years now?
There's been people working and thinking about it for over 15 years, and Bison Belong's been there for 6 years actively supporting Parks Canada to make it happen.
What was your reaction to the big announcement on Friday?
I was just a happy person. I mean, this is really amazing. You hardly see that, like, restoring a species just as beautiful, as large and symbolic as a bison, for both ecological restoration but also cultural reconnection for who we are in this landscape of the plains and the mountains. It was a pretty big day to do it in Canada's first national park.
Why is this such an important thing for you personally?
Personally, I've been working on a bison, and my family's from my husband's side. They moved west when the bison were still here. And you know you're missing, like, one of the key species. And I've just decided to spend years on making it happen with a great team of people.
This is going to be a little different from what I understand than the old buffalo paddock, in that the bison will actually be able to roam free rather than be in an enclosed space?
That's correct. The first paddock was built in 1897, and it went all the way to 1997. So over 100 years where the animal were fenced. But what we're doing now, it's a very different. It's having a free-roaming wild bison. So the same thing as the elk, the deer, and every other animals. Parks Canada has a great approach to make sure it's going to work, and once the bison are reintroduced, they'll be there forever.
And I understand there will be some strategic fencing put up in some parts to make this project complete?
That's correct. We're not looking at having bison in the Bow Valley. We're looking more in the back of the Cascade in the Panther, and to make sure there'll be some strategic fencing for both reasons. One, to make sure they're down in Carrot Creek areas, they're don't come on the highway, but also to make sure that they have some management. So some places there'll be permeable fences, so fences where deer can jump over or wolf can crawl under and any other ones, but the bison cannot stop. Parks Canada will do that for the first 5 years to make sure that they monitor and they assess where the bison is. But bisons are a top grazer where they weigh over a ton. So that means they have to graze a lot every day. And if they have food in the area where they are, the last thing they want to do is spend energy for nothing.
Now, I mean, the announcement was on Friday, but I understand that it will probably take a few years before bison are actually brought back into Banff.
So it's pretty amazing when you have an announcement of $6.4 million, the plan, the process, the monitoring, the study of bringing the bison. We can expect to see the first bison probably in the early year of January 2017, which, if you think about it, you need to build a fence, you need to do some monitoring, you need to make sure it's all good. It needs the 4 season. And then once it's done, you can only bring bison in the middle of the winter. So they get really habituated. Then they have their first calf in the spring. And then they fully bonded with the land, and then they'll be roaming after.
Bison coming back to Banff National Park, big announcement this past Friday. It's an initiative that Bison Belong has been working towards for many years now. And Mary Eve Marchand, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you so much, Rob. And please, people who are curious, like, it's really great to be backpacking with bison, and it's going to come slowly, and we're all going to have a chance to have many more questions and get used to it.